beste ervaring. Service safe.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
I'm just looking to hire guys that I don't mind hanging out with for like 12 hours a day. You guys seem like cool guys.
Why?
Hair similar to mine. You wear tuxedos to the interview. That's funny. It's ironic. I get that. You're kind of underplaying the whole formality of it. I think that's funny as hell. So let's do this. You know, you guys are hired. You're in, you know, unless you're like the weirdest guys ever.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump and you ain't black.
Be better.
Was that a fart?
You know the thing.
I can taste it on my tongue.
And don't you forget it.
Gentlemen, welcome in to episode number 111. Welcome to Woke Society. This is your boy here, Scott. Welcome on this beautiful, cold November 2nd. Great to see everybody. We got five fives on the audio. Let me know, guys. Looks like Little Man was playing with my soundboard here. I was literally adjusting audio levels as the show was already started. Oh, my goodness gracious. It's been a crazy 2 days in the Woke Fam. You all know what happened on Saturday when Little Man came in and vomited everywhere. Or was that Friday? It was Friday. Friday. It was definitely Friday. Little Man came in and puked all over my door. He was good on Saturday. And then Sunday went by. We did our thing on Halloween. I hope everyone had a great Halloween. And then yesterday I got the bug and I was puking my brains out. Three times so far. Three times I puked my brains out, so I didn't know if I was going to be able to do the show today. I'm still a little queasy. I've been on the chicken soup and cracker diet today, but we're here. We are here because I hate skipping shows. I hate skipping shows, and I know you guys look forward to these shows on your way home from work and all that good stuff. So thank you all for hanging out with me today. We're going to do it, and we may even do a watch party a little bit after the stream is over to watch some of Tucker Carlson's amazing documentary that he put in about January 6th. Not part one, we're going to watch part two. We'll talk about that a little bit later. And Tom Ford's in the chat talking about choking hazards. We're going to talk about choking hazards when it comes to dongs and a whole bunch of other stuff. So, doing much better. I hope this is just a 24-hour bug and all that good stuff. So we got a lot to talk about. We're going to be talking about the election in Virginia because that starts our offensive, fam. Starts the offensive. We're going to talk about Joe Biden's disastrous G20 summit and a whole bunch of other stuff about the CDC changing definitions of vaccinations, Pfizer making a shit ton of money, and a whole bunch of other stuff, guys. We have so much to discuss as we always do. It's Tuesday, November 2nd. I can't believe we're already in November already. Before we jump into everything, though, let's get into today's sponsor, Breakthrough M2, a little wellness. Let's hear a word from Mama Woke.
Hello, Woke Society team. Thank you for supporting my son and being an individual that thinks for themselves. I'm Nan, owner and founder of Breakthrough M2 Weight Loss to Wellness. Over the last 9 years, we have helped over 12,000 people lose thousands of pounds and reach their weight loss goal in a very safe, effective, and fast way. Carmen, one of your fellow woke members, just came off the program, and after 5.5 weeks, she lost 21 pounds. She did not think that it would work the way we said, but she was happily surprised. The results you see with our clients are typical. So get out your skinny jeans and visit BreakthroughM2.com for more information. And for being a woke listener, you will receive a $20 discount when you mention that to our phone consult expert. So visit BreakthroughM2.com or call 845-713-4320.
Oh, beautiful, 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 beautiful. Guys, use code WOKE2021, get $20 off your order. If you're looking to lose some weight before the holidays, as I certainly am, you need to go on this diet. You need to get on there. You need to get your bodies ready for the holidays. A lot of people, they mail it in at this point because they say, fuck it, Thanksgiving's coming, you know, Christmas is coming. Well, not a lot of people want to lose weight now, but if you want to, definitely check it out, guys. It's an intense diet. It works. I've done it myself before, and it's absolutely all natural. And it supports not just this channel, but also supports Patriot businesses like my mom here that everyone loves to talk about when I play the ad. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into the news blitz as I try to do this show semi-squeamish. Oh, man. Oh, God. You guys are killing me in the chat. Absolutely killing me in the chat. First up, the week Microsoft joins the metaverse madness. Maybe they'll call it Metasoft. We don't know. Microsoft Corporation has decided to partake in some metaphorical bridge jumping and join in the metaverse fun itself. The software and tech company has announced they'll be adapting its signature software products to create a more corporate version of the metaverse. That sounds like it's not going to be anything evil. A concept similar to that championed by the Facebook CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, that lets users to live, work, and play within the interconnected virtual worlds. It's already bad enough that Mark Zuckerberg is going to be creating a universe. Now we're going to have people that used to be formerly associated with Bill Gates creating a metaverse as well. I don't see anything good coming of this, ladies and gentlemen. I like to live in the real world. I want nothing to do with fake digital worlds. They're going to entrap people and make that reality more livable than the one we're in right now. It's not going to be anything good. Stay away from it. And guys, we knew about Greta Thunberg's blah, 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 blah. Well, we got more retardation, blah, 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 blah. Check it out.
No more exploitation of people and nature and the planet. No more exploitation. No more blah, blah, blah. No more whatever the fuck they're doing inside there.
Ooh, it's a curse. And ladies and gentlemen, I know she has some mental illnesses going on, and I'm not making fun of that at all. The fact that what she represents with what she's trying to do, I cannot stand behind it, and she will be mocked for this ridiculousness of the blah, 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 blah. I just can't. I can't deal with it. I can't deal with it because at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we know to be the really what's behind Greta Thunberg. We have icebergs, and then we have Thunbergs with Mr. Soros directly beneath her. It's really sad that her parents have let these handlers control her life, but this is where she's gone and what it's going to continue to be. And even China, we're certainly going to be talking about this today. From Breitbart, China completely dismisses Greta Thunberg as uneducated for calling out Beijing. And you want to know, she's actually right about this. The Chinese government newspaper Global Times insultingly urged climate change celebrity Greta Thunberg to seek a better education on Monday after the Swedish team listed pressuring China to cease being the world's worst polluter as not the least of her concerns. This is the thing, ladies and gentlemen. This is the thing. China is the worst of the polluters next to Russia. She is right about that. The fact that China is coming out and calling out Greta Thunberg is, again, more Chinese propaganda. But I will give credit where credit's due. She is definitely absolutely right about China, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. And things are getting bad out in Britain. From Zero Hedge, the Brits who post, quote, false information about vaccines could be jailed for 2 years. We read headlines like this, ladies and gentlemen, and it reminds me what's going on in Australia because their shit's all ramped up as far as censorship. Things could be getting this bad out here in the States. I don't know, though. We'll have to wait and see. But for Britain right now in the UK, if you post false information about vaccines online, you could face up to 2 years in prison under a new law. You want to talk about 1984? This is 1984 on steroids. It's here. It's coming to Europe. And God knows where it's going to spread after this. It's absolutely crazy. We're going to have to see where it goes. But keep your eyes and ears open, ladies and gentlemen. If any of that shit comes from the United States, we have to fight it. And big win out here in Chicago. This is from lawenforcementtoday.com. Chicago mayor fuming after judge orders immediate halt to mandate for Chicago police officers. The Democratic mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, had mandated that all police officers that work the city receive the vaccination or face termination. Now a judge has reversed that mandate, allowing men and women of the agency to choose for themselves, at least for now. And she does not look too happy about this. This is a win for Patriots, guys. Keep standing up. And if you guys haven't been following what's going on at the airline still, it was like, what? I think it was yesterday. 500 flights in the United Airlines canceled. Done. And they're blaming it on the fucking wind. You can't make this shit up. Can't make this shit up. Guys, keep fighting it. These people, they won't be able to withstand the Patriots' push for freedom. And the Western Journal. Alert, OSHA will start enforcing Biden's vaccine mandate on American business within days. I'm really curious to see how this is going to be enforced going forward with OSHA. I don't know if Joe Biden actually has a plan. I don't know the logistics behind it, and I don't even know what the penalties will be if a business decides not to enforce this. Remember, this is Biden's plan. If there's a business with 100 people or more, they're going to mandate vaccines for the entire business, whatever it is. Doesn't matter what it is. It's going to be interesting to see if he actually pushes through this, or this is just another bluff that's going to be called by the people, and it's going to further nuke the Democratic agenda. That's what I think is going to happen, but it's great because this is affecting not just a government, not just contractors. This is getting into the sports world. From the Dallas Morning News, Mavs to lift COVID-19 vaccine testing requirements for fans beginning November 15th. And if you guys all know Mark Cuban, he's another cuckbag that was all about, the Rona. He was a part of the Corona Brothers. All about vaccines. All about anything that's talked about the vaccines is misinformation. It's misinformation. You want to know what it is? Mark Cuban is realizing that his NBA stadium is losing money and bleeding out. And guess what he did? He lifted the COVID-19 vaccine requirements for fans beginning the middle of this month. And it's all because it's about that money. He's a billionaire, and he got rid of it. Funny how that works. And out in New Zealand, this is terrible. This is absolutely terrible. I know I haven't seen Kiwi Crochet Girl in here in a while, and I hope she's okay. She's out in New Zealand. This is the Prime Minister taking a question from one of the reporters here. And the question is, why aren't you looking at the Israeli studies saying that the efficiency of these vaccines is going down as the months go down? And what does she do? She shuts down the entire press conference. Watch this.
And what I'd say is that we're all actually completely on the same page when it comes to driving vaccinations and making sure that we're doing everything that we can to reach people that we need to. This is an issue of... This is an issue...
Not working in Israel.
Sir, I'm going to ask... I'm going to answer the questions of the accredited media.
Also in the UK.
Sir, I will shut down the press conference if you do not cease. Sorry, to our accredited members of the gallery here, we might move to an inside venue. Unfortunately, we've got someone who's disrupting your press conference today, so we might reconvene. Thank you.
Can we use the facility here?
And she shuts the whole thing down, and she goes inside, and her and her Nazi friends go inside to do the press conference because somebody dared ask her the question, the efficacy of these vaccines is only 39%. These are studies coming out of Israel, one of the most vaccinated countries in the entire world, and she don't want to hear it. She don't want to hear it. She shuts it down. This is what you call a tyrannical government, and that's exactly what's going on in New Zealand. Pray for these people and pray for Australia. It's getting bad. And some other news here from the New York Post talking about Ghislaine Maxwell suffering two humongous blows. Feds refuse to offer Ghislaine Maxwell a plea deal as judge says witnesses can remain anonymous. This is huge news. This judge has been an absolute pit bull when it comes to Ghislaine Maxwell. Ghislaine Maxwell and her lawyers have been fighting for tooth and nail to get her a plea deal, to get her out of prison, to get her some temporary homestay. Anything they can, this judge is like, nope, you can sit and rot in this prison until we figure this all out. So her plea deal is gone, and the people that are going to be testifying against Ghislaine Maxwell are going to remain anonymous, because we all know if these people put their names out there, there's a lot of people that have a lot of power and money
that would go after these witnesses if they are well connected up high enough to silence them. Huge, huge news. And we talk about these blackouts that could be coming for the United States where a whole entire internet gets shut down. Would you guys be surprised if some of these witnesses comes out and they expose Bill Clinton, expose Hillary Clinton, Huma Abedin, a bunch of people, and then the internet just goes down for the country? It's something to think about. We try not to get too conspiracy theory out here, but it's something definitely to consider. And I don't know why I threw this in here, but I thought it was pretty damn funny. This is Hunter Biden singing to himself in the mirror.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. Think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away.
And moving on here, this is what I really wanted to get to. Shout out to Tom Ford for getting me this one. From the New York Post, activists hold small dong march. I said that right. I'll say that again. Small dong march to end shaming of tiny penises. This was a real thing. It was a real event. It's not the size of the protest. It's what you do with it. Dozens of men have hit the streets for a small dong march seeking to end the so-called shame associated with having an undersized penis. The demonstration took place Saturday in downtown Los Angeles and was organized by YouTube stars Chad and JT. Some people are embarrassed to show up. If you have a small dong, the truth will come out. Show them the truth. The organizers pleaded while promoting the penis protest on Twitter. Activists assembled in the area at 10 a.m., although the length and girth of the march wasn't publicized online. Participants paraded through the streets, brandishing eye-catching placards and chanting in unison. And this guy right here, this guy brought a sign and said, "My dong is not a choking hazard, and my lord." That's going to conclude today's News Blitz. You can't make this shit up. Why would you go to this? I mean, look at these pictures. All dongs go to heaven? What are we doing? What are we doing? In solidarity with shrimp dicks? Small dong, big love? I'm not dick shaming anybody in the audience right now, but my God, this is just too funny. This is just too funny. And I just have to imagine probably the entire Silicon Valley would have showed up for this, and Antifa probably would have shown up for this, because I don't know why anybody, any man out there would want to go out into a parade, even if it's true, and publicly just display that. I'm beside myself. But guess what? This is 2021. I guess that's not really weird after all. Thank you all so much for hanging out today. It's a beautiful, cold November 2nd. Let's see. LMN in Texas with a cookie. Thank you. And Texas 2 Page with a phone. My favorite dude. Thanks so much for showing up, my friend. Fruit Bat with a cookie. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And what else we got here? What else? Let me just check here. We got Diddy Style coming in hot with 10,000, 17 gold pills. As always, brother and brother, commies have got to be shaking in their boots. They are, my friend. We're going to be talking about that in Virginia today. Karen Air 7 with a cookie. Thank you. So glad to catch you live today. And Jay Brewski is also with a cookie. You guys are crushing it. Keep dropping those gold pills on Foxhole Fam. They are fueling this channel on a full-time basis to keep this show going. I could not do this without you all, and I appreciate every one of you that show up to these shows every day to come and enjoy the content that I love to provide to you all. Thank you. Everyone on DLive, you can drop your Commie Lemons, Rumble Rants, you can drop a tip over on the chat over there as well, and of course on Twitch, you guys can subscribe, and you guys are always doing it, and I love the support that you guys keep dropping me as well. And Heather, thanks so much for the cookie. All dongs matter. Absolutely. And for all my Virginia Patriots, I hope you guys all voted. You better all voted, because if you didn't, you're just handing the Dems a win. We're going to talk about all that today. So thank you guys so much. Let's get into the funny video of the day here. As you all heard, Joe Biden shit his pants. That's why the delay was, that's the rumor, but we all got to believe it at this point. Joe Biden shit his pants, held up the time with the Pope. And not only that, he fell asleep at the G20 summit out in Glasgow, Scotland. And the memes were just plentiful, as it is always, guys. So we're going to play one of my favorite ones I was able to find yesterday. This is from Steven VoiceOver. I'll see you guys on the other side of the intro. It's going to get fucking spicy up in here today, and I hope you guys are ready. Enjoy the video, guys, and I'll see you on the other side of the intro. Let's do it.
For God's sake, these things go on forever. Oh, she's got a nice mask. A nice girl. Just a little bit too old. What's she talking? She's been talking for 3 hours about climate change. I'm a bit sleepy. Come on, man. Dogface pony soldier. Dogface pony soldier. Part of the process. It's all part of the process. Sir.
Sir.
Oh,
sir.
I was just resting my eyes.
They're taking orders for lunch, sir. Do you want to place a lunch order?
Okay. Chocolate chip.
Well, I'm not sure if they do ice cream, sir.
Just one.
For me, you ask. I'll go and ask if they do ice cream.
Go and get the ice cream. God damn it, do your job. Be right back. What are we clapping for now? Oh, I gotta take this fucking job. Yeah, there's a French guy. Macaroni. Yeah.
For tuning in to the land of the real, but it's like the Twilight Zone, the plan is surreal. It'll blow your mind when the plan is revealed. Bring your thoughts to light, all the plans they conceal. Grab your flashlight, it's time to go down the rabbit hole. It's dark and hell is hot, dealing with synthetic souls. The tide is turning, patriots are now in control. Apply aggressive pressure right now until they fold. Stay woke, open up guys and keep them peeled. All they do is lie, realize not everything is real. Through Project Looking Glass, the future is revealed. Future proves past, but there won't be any deals. Woke society stand, you know it's time to go. Grab your popcorn, sit back now, enjoy the show. Severe and non on the mic, so come on, enjoy the flow. The wave is rising and you know it's only gonna grow.
Where's that macaroni guy, the French guy?
Shit's hilarious. Shit is great. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome in. It's a miracle that I'm here today. I've been feeling like absolute garbage. Puking my brains out yesterday. But yes, we are here. And we're doing the best that we can with what we got. Thank you all. Greater Nick with a cookie. Thank you, my friend, and Cage Farmer with the shades. Thank you, my dude, and LLM in Texas, another cookie. I pulled my 5-year-old grandbaby. I am raising out of public school last Thursday and started homeschooling. Hell yeah! That's awesome. That's great to hear, Texas. And I'm telling you right now, a lot of people are doing it because the jabs are coming for the kids next week. The CDC panel approved. They all jumped in on it. They approved it. And that's probably going to be rolling out next week. Now, it's going to depend on the states and whether they push it or not, but my Lord, when kids start dropping, it's going to get serious, and we're all going to have to walk through that fire together because it's going to be brutal to watch. And Ella in Texas, again, with the another cookie, we're loving it, and a curriculum costs under $1,000, money well spent. That's exactly what me and Mrs. Woke are going to be planning on doing for Liam, because we don't want him in public schools regardless. It's nothing but indoctrination camps. And Qua for Life also with a cookie. I appreciate it, my friend. Now, I wanted to lead in with this video, this funny-ass video here that we just saw of Joe Biden falling asleep on the national, on a world stage. And it's just a perfect picture of what we already think and know about this man. He didn't, every time I see him, like, I can't imagine that he wanted this job, that he wanted to be president. After Trump did so much damage to the deep state, the mainstream media woke so many people up, I couldn't imagine this man wanting to be the president. The dude has lost his mind, completely lost his mind. And the whole reason why I didn't really even want to cover this and put this in the beginning, because I want to jump right into Virginia in just a couple minutes. Everything that this guy is going to be talking about, has already talked about with all these world leaders, these cucked out leaders, getting together to talk about climate change. And I'm sitting here like, why the hell do any of these people want to sit around and talk about climate change? Because we still got COVID going. We still have COVID going around. Our borders are wide open. We had a stolen election. People from Afghanistan are pouring into our country. We got enough shit to deal with. Biden's got a bonfire of his own party engulfed in flames right now because they can't pass the Build Back Better. Bullshit. They can't do it. They're going to pass some version of it maybe at some point, but it doesn't look like it's going to be anytime soon. So I'm sitting here wondering, what are China and Russia doing right now? Oh, you want to know what they're doing? They're not even at the damn conference. They didn't even bother to show up. You know who did show up, though, in 2018 when this went down? When Trump went there, guess who showed up? Putin and Xi Jinping showed up. This would have never happened under Trump. I can tell you that right now. They showed up for Trump. Biden's in office right now. Obviously, the fake administration, he's out there doing his thing, talking about climate change and whatever the hell he wants to talk about. China and Russia didn't even show up. And that tells you everything you need to know for multiple reasons. One, they don't respect this man. And two, they're definitely throwing shade to this president, to our country, saying, we don't respect you or your country. Why should we? What are you going to do about it, Biden? It's crazy. And this is why I know this entire world event where these people gather, it's all a huge scam. Because this is about, you know, getting rid of carbon shit, reducing emissions, saving the planet because the planet's on fire, according to Greta Thunberg. My forest is on fire. My home is on fire. Blah, 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 blah. It's all nothing but noise. Nothing but noise. When the government tells us how we can run our lives, run our cars, live our lives, the things that keep things going right now, and the government's telling us we need batteries, we need solar panels, we need wind farms. We don't want it. We don't want it. If you wanted to do that, then you do it. Do not force it on this entire country. And Russia and China, they're all laughing their asses off right now because they're the biggest polluters out of all these countries. China being number one. I don't know what Russia is. Russia's got to be up there. But combined, I think it's like 44% that these two countries have these emissions and they're not even there. And Xi Jinping sent a note to all the leaders saying, yeah, we're just not going to show up. Thanks, though. This is why I know this entire thing's a scam. And Cash Patel talked about this, and I want you guys to hear his take. Then we're going to jump right into Virginia, because Virginia is super important, but I wanted to get this out of the way first. Check this out.
The disappointment relates to the fact that Russia and including China, basically didn't show up.
Seem to struggle a little bit there with remembering China. That seems to be a theme, by the way. But Russia and China account for almost 50% of global CO2 emissions. I think the number is like 44%. And they weren't there. 184 other countries show up, but they can't show up. What does this mean? What'd you make of this?
It's the tectonic shift. It's great to be with you, and thanks so much, Rob. Also, I didn't know you were a former ice hockey player like myself.
I was, but, yes.
It's another example of the tectonic shift on the global stage, right? Russia and China are dictating to America for the first time in forever their foreign policy interests and their global domination. They also weren't at the G20, right? While Joe Biden is focused on climate change, our biggest enemies, our biggest rivals, their leaders don't respect the American president enough to show up to a meeting of global leaders, because what are they busy doing? They're too busy kicking our ass in things like hypersonic glide vehicles, in currency manipulation, in border, in economic terrorism. And so we are getting our national security interests lowered on the great stage of Glasgow, Scotland now, because their leaders won't even show up. And
yeah.
It's just a continued.
So China is our number one adversary, according to many lawmakers that we have on the program here. And we're basically allowing them to be more competitive in things, just basic things like manufacturing.
Yeah, here's another example. So look, I was the chief of staff of the Department of Defense, and how we run the world is we put on these things called campaign plans, CAM plans. How are we going to take on Russia? How are we going to take on China? What are we going to do to counter Iran? Do you know what the Secretary of Defense under Joe Biden, how many campaign plans he's issued? One. He issued it 2 weeks ago. Do you know what it was on? Global climate change efforts. Our Department of Defense's only major campaign plan under the Biden administration is climate change. It's not how to counter Russia, how to counter China, our two biggest threats, how to counter Iran, the world's biggest states.
And guys, that's really all you need to know about it. That's all you need to know about all this. It's a huge, it's a gigantic scam. And Kash Patel is a brilliant mind. And I hope if and when, whenever Trump does get back into power, I mean, I hope he's part of that team. Because if we didn't have Kash, we would not have probably half of the D-class we had with Russiagate that we do now. The dude is he's a genius. He's a savant. But that's all you need to know. That's all you need to know about what's going on in Glasgow. Is it Glasgow or Glasgow? I'm not from Scotland, so I have no idea how that's pronounced. You would think I know because my name's Scott. Qual for Light with a cookie. Thank you so much. And Ryder with a cookie. Thank you. Piss Van Tegel also with a cookie. Greta Thunberg can eat a dirty dick. There you go. K-Quinn74 with a can. Did you see that awful Twix commercial? The trans kid and child-killing witch nanny. I did not. Mars went woke. I'm not surprised by any means. Ramona also with a cookie. Thank you so much. That's why I didn't really want to cover any of this shit, because it's again, it's another big clown show, but it's just with the other world leaders. I could honestly give two shits about climate change while our country is reeling. Our elections are being stolen, our borders are open. I could give two shits about any of this. And I just wanted to get that out there and cover that as we get into here, because all we have here in this country as far as leadership, this is what we have. This is what we have.
Do not come. Do not come.
I'm going to come.
Shits and giggles. That's all we got right now. We just got some shits and giggles. That's the leadership we have right now. But the reason why, guys, I don't want you to be discouraged by any means is because there is a huge election going on in Virginia right now. And I've been telling everybody, I've been blasting it out on my Telegram, on the streams. Go out and vote. I think I don't know when the voting stops today. It's 6 o'clock Eastern right now. I don't know if it's 7, if it's 8, 9 o'clock. I have no idea. But all I pray for is that they're going to have a winner by the end of the night and not do this bullshit where we're going to find out the winner on Friday and count absentee ballots. We can't finish today. We're going to go through all this over again. And this is why I'm saying it's totally understandable, fam. For the people out there to say, why vote? It doesn't matter. I can totally understand that sentiment, but I do. But the thing is, our whole entire mission right now is to expose the system for what it is to as many people as possible, no matter how long it takes. Because if we don't, what else do we have? What else do we have? And I've been telling people, flood the systems, make them cheat so hard that it's so obvious, just like we did on November 3rd. So voting stops at 6 Central, people are telling me. Okay, so you guys got an hour. And I'm sure most of you by now went out and voted. This is why I've been trying to warn you, the clowns out there, the big accounts out there, some of them telling you not to vote, and they flip-flop like a lying snake that some of these people are. And they're like, oh yeah, go vote now. Go vote, because I lost 12,000 subscribers, 12,000 followers because I was telling people not to vote. You guys probably know who I'm talking about. And I see people that do live in Virginia in the chats. You guys went and voted, and that's awesome. That you did exactly what you're supposed to do, because if you have that attitude of, well, I'm just not going to do it, you're handing the Dems a straight win. We are literally fighting for our kids and future kids' generations, our grandkids. We really are. We are fighting for that right now. That's why this is so important. We have to start. The offensive starts tonight. And if McAuliffe ends up winning, we're going to be digging into it. We're going to find out what really happened. If he won, he won. If he didn't, we're going to expose everything, just like we're trying to expose everything out in Arizona and the entire election from last year. I cannot believe it's almost been a year to the day that we had the election. I did that 8-hour stream with my brother. I can't believe it's already been a year already. The time has been flying by. But the reason why, ladies and gentlemen, the Dems are bleeding. They're bleeding out. Because right, the last thing that Terry McAuliffe did, his last rally, I guess you could say, this is what he said in his last rally. This is from Becker News. Terry McAuliffe comes under fire for calling to purge white teachers to make everybody feel comfortable. Everything about this party, everything about the liberals, everything about them is all about feelings. It's all about feelings. Check this out. This is what the man said.
And I promise you, we've got to diversify our teacher base here in Virginia. 50% of the students in Virginia schools, K-12, 50% are students of color. and yet 80% of the teachers are white. We all know what we have to do in a school to make everybody feel comfortable in school. So let's diversify. So here's what I'm going to do. We'll be the first state in America. If you'll teach for 5 years here in Virginia in a high-demand area, that'd be geographic or coursework, we will pay room, board, and tuition at any college, any university, any HBCU here in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Yeah, because that's what the 10 people cheering you on right there, that's what we all care about. We all care about we need more diversity among the teachers. It's always feelings and making people feel comfortable. Just like this entire pandemic is about, wear your mask because we need to make you feel comfortable. Get jabbed, even though it's not a jab. It doesn't prevent you from getting the disease, but at least you can walk around the card while the spike protein ravages your body. But guess what? You'll feel safe. It's insanity. It's absolute insanity. And that was his last message. Okay, so anonymity said Glasgow and Edinburgh. Edinburgh, bruh. Thanks, brother. Thank you, my friend. Pronunciation, as you guys know, is my top achievement on the show. I appreciate the corrections. As I always get in comments, emails, and live streams, I've learned to love it. But like I said, Terry McAuliffe, his campaign's been bleeding out. It's been bleeding out for a long time, and he's getting tired. He's getting tired. I'm going to show you an example of that. But guess what? The Dems tried to play another dirty game at Youngkin's rally yesterday, and I was going to live stream the Youngkin the tele rally with Trump and Youngkin, but that's when the old throw up started to come up. And thank God I didn't start the stream while having to puke multiple times. That would have been a disaster. So this is what they tried to do here. For also Becker News. Last-ditch hoax shows Confederate flag-wearing man at Youngkin rally, then people get a closer look at him. This dude shows up. You could not be more obvious. Some old denim jacket, and you have this newly stitched Confederate patch on the back of his denim coat. And where he stands is exactly where the cameras would be able to see it, and the MSNBC, cuckbag, CNN, all of them, like, ravaging rabid hyenas, like, look at these rights, look at these racists. And look what he did here. He got caught. And Patriots knew exactly what he was doing, so they started to block him from being seen by the cameras. Watch this. This dude's like, nope. Stood right behind him and covered him up. He got caught. He got caught. People started to realize what he was doing, so they started to block him. And what does he do? He walks out immediately. This is no different, fam, than what what happened just last week with Tiki Gate. And you think the Dems would get more? You think they'd get more creative with their bullshit? But they keep playing the same card. We're all Confederate racists who want to bring slavery back or some bullshit. Oh my goodness. And while all this is going on, we talked about that story multiple times of the kid that raped the girl, the boy, who identified as a woman or a girl, raped a girl in the bathroom. The mom of this kid came out and said this. It's from the Daily Mail. It was the woke cover-up that electrified the Virginia governor's race. Now on election day, the mother of skirt-wearing teen who raped a female classmate in girls' bathroom says he is a troubled boy. Wow, a troubled boy. Does she get canceled? She wanted to remain anonymous for good reason. He's a troubled boy who identifies as male and just wanted to have sex. Just wanted to have sex. A judge found the teenage boy wearing a skirt guilty last week of sexually assaulting a 15-year-old. Speaking exclusively with Daily Mail, his mother, who asked not to be identified, defended his actions. She said his actions were that of a heterosexual hormonal teen who had consensual sex with a girl twice before. He's a 15-year-old boy that wanted to have sex in the bathroom with somebody that was willing, she said. Really? She said her son is trying to, quote, find himself by wearing a skirt one day and pants the next for attention. He desperately sought. First of all, he is not transgender, she said, and I think this is all doing an extreme disservice to those students who actually identify as transgender. This sounds like nothing but pure bullshit. Sounds like the parents royally screwed up raising this child. And then puts the victim mentality on the son and other transgenders defending it. This is why, fam, the people that want to keep the critical race theory in the schools, this is why it needs to be rid like cancer out of this country. Completely rid out of this country. Because they can sit there and say, oh, this person was confused. They were troubled. And that may be happening to a lot of kids right now. Where they're getting brainwashed with this transgender bullshit. Where nobody knows what sex they are anymore. You have a million different pronouns. I can see that. Well, this boy raped a girl. And he got charged. So this is all coming out. And this ain't looking good for McAuliffe. And wouldn't you know it, from the Gateway Pundit, it's happening again. Judge in Virginia dismisses case, allows Fairfax County to include absentee and mail-in ballots in governor election that violate the law. I'm not going to even get into it because it's just going to piss you guys off. You guys all know. We don't need a repeat of November 3rd, but it could be happening. We don't know. But the timing of these things, right? The timing. Because COVID's still out there, we need to make sure that these mail-in ballots and absentee ballots, they can be mailed in. And we're going to take till Friday if we have to count these things. Is the fix in? I don't know. But these scumbags are out here trying to cheat already. And this is from the Conservative Brief talking about a Virginia Dem cited over incident involving removal of campaign signs. These people cannot win without cheating. It is blatantly obvious. A Virginia state delegate was pulled over by police Monday evening, less than 24 hours before the election, after a deputy spotted a woman allegedly removing campaign signs. Delegate Chris Hertz, the Democratic incumbent for the state's 12th district, was also allegedly driving on a suspended license, according to local reports. Radford Sheriff Mark Amontrout told News 10 that his deputy cited Durst for driving while with a suspended notification, and they told her to bring all the signs back to the campaign, wherever the campaign was. Straight up stealing signs. You don't do this if you really have confidence that you're going to be winning. It's oozing panic. It's oozing. We cannot afford to lose, so we're going to cheat and steal as best as we can. Thank you, Mermaid Miss with a can, and Texas again with a cookie. Seeing a boy with a kitty cat purse and sweater was the final straw. Homeschool friends.
Cookie!
I don't blame you, Texas. I don't blame you at all. That's the kind of crap I do not want my boys around either. Anybody's kid. They should not be exposed to that in school. I'm sorry. You can go do your own shit. Do not have it around my kids. That's all I know. But the reason why I was saying, guys, Terry McAuliffe was getting tired. Getting very tired. And that's why I kept saying, that's why I titled the episode, this is the beginning of the Patriot Revolution to take back our country. Hopefully, by voting. The way we thought our country worked up until we got slapped in the face November 3rd and had an election stolen in front of our faces. Watch. Terry McAuliffe told CNN after his event in Richmond that fatigue and exhaustion from Trump has clearly been an issue for Dems in his race, even if he still believes people are motivated. He added, he does wish, quote, from a political perspective, that Trump still had Twitter. And I think this one line, fam, is very important to talk about. Because when we were in the midst of this information war, the last 2 or 3 years, at least for me personally, the last 2 or 3 years, Trump was a lightning rod. When he was on Twitter, he trolled, he posted memes, he shared Anon accounts, Q stuff, shared it all, and it drove these people insane, and it made him such an easy target for hatred from the other side. And now that Trump's been out of the picture, for the most part, The lightning rod isn't so much, but they still can't get Trump out of their minds. They can't get Trump out of their mouth. And this is a pretty startling admission. He wishes that Trump was still on Twitter. I wonder why. That to me tells exactly the mindset of a bunch of these Dems, that they know the game they're playing. They know what they're doing. They're not so stupid. That to me was very, 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 very curious to read that. But he's tired. He's exhausted. He's exhausted of the let's go, Brandon. Fuck Joe Biden. The Dems are tired of it. This populist movement, it is just weighing down on these Dems. They cannot deal with it. And DK and on 68, 200 gold pills. Here you go. Let's go woke. Thank you, my friend. And Laura Y., thank you, the can. I voted many Patriot school board runners and praying. And guys, go out and be a poll watcher. If you can volunteer, go out and watch. Show up. Show up and be a part of the process. Because Mark Elias, as you guys know, the guy that's part of the whole, we're going to make sure that our cheating stays under the rug and that the victory that we stole is going to stay a victory. Robin Broomfield said, I'll be working all day tomorrow. A poll worker. Mark Elias retweets this, says, so will I. These people are going to be working to make sure that their cheat, their steal, holds and takes place. And if there's anyone that argues against it, they're going to be shut down. But I have a feeling, ladies and gentlemen, I'm hoping that this election will turn out different. Because now everybody's watching. Everybody's watching. And if things don't go the way that we're hoping, at least we can flood their systems and keep making this more obvious until something breaks. And I don't know what it's going to take, guys. I don't know what it's going to take. God intervention, I don't know what it's going to take. But these people are getting tired. The Dems are getting tired. They can't get their Build Back Better program together. Biden is sleeping on a world stage. He don't want to do this job. They're getting tired. And all we're going to keep doing, all we're going to keep doing on this channel, all of our friends that are out there, the bigger channels that are still out there, Rumble, wherever it is, we're going to take this country back no matter how long it takes, and we're going to be the magnifiers of that message. We all are. Because when I see tweets like this from Glenn Greenwald, commentator, CNN and MSNBC, wrote this, I presume this goes without saying, Tristan Snell, quote, let's go Brandon has become the MAGA version of Psy, I'm probably not even saying this right, Sieg Heil. Some kind of Nazi saying associated with Hitler. Apparently, let's go Brandon is being associated with Nazi Germany, and it's being put on all MAGA now. Which is so funny to me because I have to imagine the people that don't register as Republicans. I'm sure there's millions of independents out there that are saying, let's go, Brandon. Are they MAGA too? I don't think so. They just know that this president is a piece of shit, fake administration, and they've woken up. Because the media is losing their Sieg Heil. Okay, thank you guys. I got the hiccups going now. Thank you. I remember, ladies and gentlemen, I do remember when we had Hollywood literally showing graphic pictures of the one woman holding Trump's head up, completely decapitated, blood all over the place. She actually got suspended off of Twitter for that. Kathy Griffin, I think her name is. Celebrities holding a decapitated Trump head up. Scenes of Brutus and Julius Caesar. But it was Trump laying on the floor, bleeding out all over the place. Even Snoop Dogg holding a gun up to Trump, shooting him in the head. And even remember Robert De Niro? Remember Robert De Niro? Let's go, Brandon has triggered these people so bad. But I have a pretty good memory when it comes to these things. I remember covering all this shit. You guys remember this?
I'm going to say one thing. Fuck Trump. Yes, it's no longer down with Trump. It's fuck Trump. Now,
you guys remember all that? I remember all this. Lori Wilde, the cookie. Yep, I shared that. Griffin holding up. Biden was jailed, but okay to do to Trump. And I love what someone just said in the Foxhole chat as well. These people, their names, they don't, the names they call us, they don't mean anything anymore. I used to take offense to being called a racist and a domestic. It would really bother me. For months, this stuff bothered me. But it doesn't bother me anymore. Because more and more people are getting called this. And the group is, the net that these people are casting to put us all together, the net is breaking. They don't have a net big enough because more and more people every day are seeing what's going on. They just had Let's Go Brandon songs top the iTunes chart. That's not because we're losing. We're on the right side of history here, and they know it. They know it. But NBC News cucked out so hard and read so hard from the Western Journal. NBC News treating Let's Go Brandon as an attempt on Biden's life. They actually contacted the Secret Service. And they know what this is. They know exactly what this is. A South Carolina-based gun manufacturer is cashing on the hilarious Let's Go Brandon trend, which triggered one established media reporter to such a degree that he actually contacted the Secret Service about it. Let's Go 15 Lower comes from the most advanced aerospace manufacturing technology as one of the industry's finest forged mil-spec lowers. I'm sure Tom knows all about this. A description of the product reads, I think that's supposed to say, this PSA lower is made using one automated manufacturing process or multi-million dollar engineering and manufacturing facilities allow us to produce a product of unequaled quality and value. And all it was, ladies and gentlemen, this was a receiver, and all they did was Let's Go 15 Multi Brandon, and they had a checkered flag and Joe Biden on it. And apparently, this triggered an NBC correspondent and said, I called the Secret Service about this. They had no comment. They had no comment about it because they fucking know. They know. And you guys can see here where the safety would be, I guess. It's fuck Joe and Biden. It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. And people are going to be buying this now. And you know what? When they do things like this, it's just going to make more people buy it. When you try to ban, when you try to censor, when you try to label people and put them in a box and tell people, you can't say this. This is America, bitches. We're going to do whatever you, we're going to do everything, we're going to do anything that we want. But they actually got so uptight about it. They called the Secret Service and they had no comment. Of course they didn't. What are they going to say? What are they going to say? This gun manufacturing company is threatening Biden's life? No, they're not. And I like this take. This is from a guy on Fox News. I don't know his name. Maybe you guys know. I don't like to play too much Fox News on this show because it's all garbage. They're all garbage people for the most part. Check this out, though.
Let's Go Brandon. It was emblematic of the cover-up we're seeing right now. No, don't listen to what the crowd is saying. Don't listen to the inflation numbers. Don't listen to our border. Don't listen to the crime. Don't listen to what happened in Afghanistan. That was a great success. The media will cover at every turn. And so Let's Go Brandon has become the rallying cry for Americans who say, we don't buy what you're selling. We don't want the policies you're selling. And we're willing to have a sense of humor, Harris. How about that? It's amusing. It's funny. It's politics. It's our viral world we live in right now. It was one of the most popular Halloween costumes. It was number one on the iTunes chart for multi. I mean, people are laughing about it because if they weren't laughing, they'd be crying about the direction of our country based on what Joe Biden's
done. Robert De Niro in Hollywood, big awards event, popped out the F-bomb against President Trump. With Let's Go Brandon, at least they're covering up the F-bomb that usually lives in that chant. No, in all seriousness, it is a bit of irony there.
That's exactly
twice
right.
The sour I've used that word, but it's appropriate. All right. I want to get.
You know, it just echoes the sentiment that we have, guys. It started as fuck Joe Biden, then Let's Go Brandon. We even made it family friendly. We even made it family friendly for people because a lot of people just want to say fuck Joe Biden. Now everybody's saying, let's go, Brandon. We even made it kid friendly, family friendly. They can't stop this, guys. They cannot stop what's coming. They cannot. Look at that face. I paused this video at the perfect moment. Look at that face. Don't forget, I'm pretty sure she was the one that told Newt Gingrich she can't talk about Soros. Bunch of cucks. They can't stop this, ladies and gentlemen. And Thanksgiving's coming up. And I thought this was so appropriate. With Thanksgiving approaching, remember to thank Kelly Stavist for the wonderful gift of Let's Go Brandon. She's the one, ladies and gentlemen. She's not going to be remembered. And poor Brandon, the guy that won the race, ain't going to be remembered too much either. This is all on Joe Biden. And it's taken the country and the world by storm, and it's not going to go anywhere. And make sure, ladies and gentlemen, when you have your Thanksgiving, to please, please bring this up and ruin it for all your lefty family members until they cry, drive home in their battery-powered Priuses, and go drink a soy latte at Starbucks while they go cry to their pink-haired kids. I'm so over it, guys. I'm so over it. I'm so over these people. I'm over all of it. I'm done. Done with these people. They're ruining our country. And we have to keep, we cannot stop. Be relentless. Vote. Overflood their systems. Make them call us these things until there's no one left to call except for themselves. That is our mission. That is our goal. And we're going to continue to do this until it's over. Until we have our culture back. This cultural war is won. Our country is won. And our future for our kids is preserved. Dem turned red, says she was at the small penis parade, dude. Was she really? Is that true? Oh, man. That would be great. That would be great. So, guys, what I want to transition to real quick here is talking about the... remember that DEA agent that got arrested on January 6th who didn't even go inside the building? He was there. He was in the state. He was in the vicinity, so we're gonna fucking lock people up, throw them in prison for 15 years. He comes out and says this, DEA agent charged in MAGA riot tells Tucker Carlson, an FBI informant urged him to break into the Capitol. Oh, my goodness. Yes, I am over it. Thanks, Ozark. And Cage Farmer says, we're all over it. I know you guys are. We're sick of it. And that's why we will not stop. This is our mantle to hold and our war to win at this point. The Army veteran faces 15 years in prison despite entering the building. And this is whole entire article. The whole thing. And as you guys know, Tucker Carlson put out his documentary. It's three parts. And what I'm going to ask you guys now is, do you guys want to watch part one? I watched part one. I was going to do this last night, but I got sick. Some bitch I know, Elle, she actually put this on her channel and was playing it. But I watched part one, and it was a lot of stuff that we already know. But part two is out, and I have it. And I want to know if you guys want to watch that with me later tonight, maybe around 9 p.m. Eastern time. I'll see. 9 p.m., we'll see. If you guys want to do have a watch party and watch part two with me, I can stream it and we can watch it together a little bit later tonight. Let me guys know in the chat. Give me a one in the chat if you guys want to do that. But what I want to show you guys is the reaction from the mainstream media and why I think it's absolutely hilarious. The reaction to Tucker Carlson's documentary. And I'm not the biggest fan of Tucker. He's got some good stuff. It's just, you know, it's Fox News, guys. It's Fox News. But what I want to show you guys is the absolute ring from the mainstream media because it makes me laugh every time I watch this. Check this out.
You don't like what your people did. You claim there was a false flag.
Tucker is peddling some deeply dangerous propaganda that the insurrection was actually a false flag operation.
What Carlson is doing is unforgivable and really just... horrible. I want to say criminal, but technically that's not true, although maybe it should be.
Tucker Carlson is inciting violence.
Isn't this just an incitement to another January 6th? Is that what Tucker Carlson wants?
What Tucker Carlson is doing is going against the American people.
The Murdoch family, which controls Fox, is cashing in as American democracy is being set ablaze.
Why does Rupert Murdoch want to destroy America?
The Murdochs and Tucker Carlson, their primetime pyromaniac, appear to be hell-bent on dragging this country into a civil war.
Yes, because people are just going to go and burn what down? Burn what down? What are we burning down now? It's not even, guys, it's not even worth discussing. It's such, we knew this was going to happen. But it's just so funny to watch them. Absolutely watch them just melt down. It's crazy. Dem turn red. You can send it to wokesociety1111@gmail.com if you want to send a meme over. They're scared, guys. And again, we know about the corporate media. They're all for covering up shit. And they're going to continue to cover up shit. And guys, what I want to talk about now is the CDC covering up their own shit. It's getting real. It's getting real, and they're going to start vaccinating kids probably starting next week. So, guys, we can watch that. I'll try to work that out with the wifey and forgot a good time tonight. It's only 25 minutes long. It's part two. It's 25 minutes long. It's not that long. We can watch it together. We can discuss it and go into tomorrow, and maybe we'll even see what's going on with the election out in Virginia. But Techno Fog on his Substack put this out today, and I thought it was so revealing. So revealing of what's going on, what's to come for this country, and the rude awakening for the people that all got the jab, because it's going to get way worse. He put this out an hour ago. CDC emails, our definition of vaccine is problematic. And they got... So Techno Fog did a FOIA on the CDC emails, and what they revealed was pretty disturbing. The CDC caused an uproar in early 2021 after it changed its definitions of vaccination to vaccine. For years, the CDC had set definitions for vaccination / vaccine that discussed immunity. This all changed on September 1st, 2021. And this is the big thing right now, because none of these people want to talk about natural immunity. Marjorie Taylor Greene went out and said publicly for the first time on the War Room today that she's not vaccinated and she has natural immunity because she got COVID herself. I never got tested. Pretty sure I got COVID 2 years ago before COVID became mainstream, right on Christmas. Natural immunity. No one wants to talk about that. And they're changing. They changed the definition to this. Vaccine. A preparation that is used to stimulate the body's immune response against diseases. Vaccines are usually administered through needle injections, but some can be administered by mouth or spray into the nose. And the act of introducing the vaccine into the body to produce protection from a specific disease. Oh, that's just like the left's indoctrination of feelings. We need to protect the feelings. It's all about protection. The feeling of being safe. They went and changed it. Why did they change it? Techno Fog bought the sauce. These are the internal CDC emails that he was able to get from the FOIA request. CDC emails were obtained via the Freedom of Information Act reveal CDC concerns with how the COVID-19 vaccines didn't match the CDC's own definition of it. So the CDC had their own definition, and they're like, shit. This isn't going to work. This isn't going to sell vaccines. This is not going to make Big Pharma the money they're looking to make. So it went against their own definition, and then they changed it. That's what this is saying here. It was the CDC's Ministry of Truth hard at work in the face of legitimate public questions, because we've all been asking these, quote, breakthrough cases, which is bullshit. Breakthrough cases of fully vaccinated people are still getting COVID. A logical question would be like, well, they got vaccinated. Why are they still getting it? In one August 2021 email, a CDC employee cited to employees that, quote, right-wing COVID-19 deniers are using your vaccine definition to argue that mRNA vaccines are not vaccines, and they're not vaccines. But you look at this. People in the CDC writing right-wing. I wonder if the CDC is all cucked out with lefties. I wonder. They probably are. After taking some suggestions, the CDC's lead health communication specialist went up the food chain to propose changes to the definitions. Quote, I need to update this page, immunization basics, CDC, since these definitions are outdated and being used by some to say COVID-19 vaccines are not vaccines per CDC's own definition. And this is the sauce right here. They actually say this. It's contradictory to our own definition of what a vaccine is. That's been that way for years. Getting no response, there was a follow-up email a week later. Quote, the definition of a vaccine we have posted is problematic and people are using it to claim the COVID-19 vaccine is not a vaccine based on our own definition. Guys, these people think we are stupid. They think we are stupid. And the sheep out there are lining up to get this shit still, lining up to get their boosters. They think we're stupid. It has nothing to do with right wing. This is good versus evil. And they're saying in their own words, the definition of vaccine we posted, them, they, the CDC's own fucking pronouns. The change of the vaccination definition was eventually approved on August 31st. The next day, on September 31st, they approved the change of the vaccine definition from discussing immunity to protection. And there it is. We went from immunity to protection. And you guys want to know what this is all about? We all know what this is about. But we have the numbers now. From the New York Post, Pfizer surpasses quarter three forecast as COVID vaccine sales soar. And look how much money these scumbags that have ruined this entire country over. The drug maker said Tuesday that it now expects to book about $36 billion in revenue from vaccine Comirnaty this year. That's about 7% higher than what Pfizer forecast in July and more than twice what the company expected at the start of the year, shortly after distribution of the two-shot vaccine began. Next year, Pfizer says global vaccine sales could total around $29 billion or more, and there's room for growth. The company expects to recognize revenue for 1.7 billion doses in 2022, but it could produce $4 billion. The next wave is coming, woke fam, and it's coming for the kids. The CDC thinks we're stupid. Joe Biden thinks this country is going to cave to this bullshit. Pull all your kids out of these schools. Pull them out. Just burn the fucking system down. And doing it by being peacefully non-compliant in every facet of your lives. That is how we win. Because eventually, what's going to happen? What would happen if nobody was sending their kids to public schools? Why would anybody be paying school taxes? Why would you? So you can pay out of your mortgage, wherever you live, taxes to indoctrination camps? You guys got to keep going. We're going to keep going. Because we get all these crazy stories about people just dying, just heart just gives out dead. What do you think is going to happen to the kids? The Myro, whatever it's called. I'm not a doctor. I don't have the word in front of me right now. I can't pronounce shit. KQuinn74, do you agree? Let me pull that up here. There it is. KQuinn with a can. Do you agree that as long as we keep exposing truth, that eventually mainstream media will expose the truth 100%? KQuinn, I don't think so. The corporate media is going to become irrelevant. Their stock is going down. When Trump brings out Truth Social and whatever other outlets Trump is going to do, because I can tell you right now, Trump's going to be building his own social media. We know that already. Probably live streaming. Going to probably be making his own types of banks, payment systems, and his own media. And it's going to just brand, people are going to branch off and just build it off of there until they become completely irrelevant. Nobody's watching it. Advertisers will not give these people money. And it's going to be a shit show for them. They're not going, the mainstream media is not going, I don't even call them mainstream because they're not mainstream anymore. They're corporate media. I don't think so, to answer your question. I want to show you this video. Her name is Theresa Long. I think she's she was a doctor in the military. She goes to talk about how these pilots took this vaccination and it screwed up their hearts. And then she was silenced and basically fired for bringing it up to her chain of command. Listen to what she had to say.
With respect to aviation safety, risk communication is critical. I saw 5 patients in clinic, 2 of which presented with chest pain days to weeks after vaccination and were subsequently diagnosed with pericarditis and worked up to rule out myocarditis. The 3rd pilot had been vaccinated and felt like he was drunk, chronically fatigued within 24 hours after vaccination. The pilot told me he didn't know what to do, so he drank a lot of coffee to try and, quote, wake himself up and continued to fly until he realized it wasn't going away. After I reported to my command my concerns that in one morning I had to ground 3 out of 3 pilots due to vaccine injuries, the next day my patients were canceled, my charts were pulled for review, and I was told that I would not be seeing acute patients anymore, just healthy pilots there for their flight physical.
How sick is that? A woman just doing her job as a doctor, checking in on pilots. The pilots are saying, look, my heart feels wrong. I know my body. Something's not right. She reports it. And she's basically all the patients that she normally takes care of. Yeah, you're not doing that anymore. There is some evil shit going on right now in this country, and it's everywhere. It's in the military. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. Let's see here, Fact Finder. Let's see. Did you see Facts Not Fears? Did you see the epic article about the school that vaxxed kids without permission then faked the parent signatures? No, I did not. But that does not surprise me one bit. Not one bit. That's why I'm saying, guys, what if you found out your kids went to school, they come home and they have a Band-Aid on their arm, and you say, whoa, what is that? What was that? We went to the nurse, the teachers, and the principals. They said it's time to get vaccinated. So they said we didn't need your permission, Daddy. We just did it. Can you imagine? And that's happening. That is happening. I'm just saying, I would not want to be anywhere near an airport right now, flying. I already freak out already enough because planes fly over this place all the time. We're very close to the airport out here in Tennessee. And they're telling these people to shut up. But you know what? Coronavirus is getting a bad name. And I feel bad for the coronavirus. You want to know why? Coronavirus made a video of himself, and he's pissed off with his daddy, Bill Gates. Here's a video of himself recording it. Here we go.
So fucking...
Oh, and by the way, guys, if you got kids, there's a language warning for this video. Just want to put that out there. Here we go.
Pressed. I fucking hate my life. My dad thinks I'm a piece of shit. I've never accomplished anything because he's the fucking CEO of Microsoft and I'm a dumb germ. I can't go out. Yeah, I want friends. I want to be friends with people. Do you know what it's like? You know how hard it is to go to a party when your cousin is SARS? Yeah, my cousin's SARS. I'd love to meet this old bitch. My dad is Bill Gates. My mother's a bat. You think your family's fucked up? I wake up every day and there's another fucking news story that's not true.
6 feet. Stay 6 feet.
I'm trying to help these people. They're fucking stupid. People are saying I live in farts. What kind of fucked up shit is that? Did I live in someone's asshole? Candace Owens doesn't even believe I'm real. Let me catch that bitch. Let me catch that bitch in a Whole Foods. I'll go right up her nose.
You will not be able to transmit me to humans, but I have infected you.
My dad's always like, yeah, we're gonna give you to every single person. That's what my dad wants to do. He wants to put a little bit of me in a needle and give it to 8 billion people. What do you think that does to my sense of self? I'm fucking real deal. You don't even know how I'm gonna affect you. Nobody knows. I might like your body, I might not. I go into somebody's body, so I'm like, get me the fuck out of here. Has anyone ever asked me what the fuck I want to do with my life? I want to be something. I want to have a lifestyle brand. I want to have a clothing line, maybe. Nobody's asked me that. Nobody asked me to be in a fucking TikTok. Nobody wants to be in a TikTok with COVID-19. No one wants that. So I'm just fucking alone all the time. I wish I was AIDS.
I want to be AIDS. Do you hear me? I want to be AIDS. Ah!
If we're not laughing, fam, we're crying. We are crying. We are crying. I feel bad for COVID-19. It's got a bad rap. He's made out to be this the worst of the worst. The worst of the worst. He's really not too bad. Oh, my goodness. And, guys, this is a wrap up the news here as we almost get to our leftovers. We're trying to figure out what the hell is going on in Arizona. Former Maricopa County recorder Adrian Fontes interrogated in 2020 election investigation. And we're wondering what the hell is Brnovich doing. Well, he sent out investigators to go talk to Adrian Fontes here, the man that's running for Secretary of State next year. The one that absolutely hates Trump, hates you, hates anybody, MAGA. And this is part of the interview that that went down. Roger Geisler, a special agent with Brnovich's major fraud unit, questioned Adrian Fontes, the Democratic former Maricopa County recorder, on Monday about issues stemming from the election. Another investigator also attended the one-hour interview of Fontes arranged late last week by Geisler. The interview, Fontes told the Arizona Republic, is unlike any briefings he had with law enforcement officials during his 4 years as recorder and did not suggest he was the target of the criminal probe. Fontes is a lawyer and a former member of the Attorney General's office who is seeking the Democratic nomination for Secretary of State next year. Last week, Attorney General officials told the Republic it had not received any written complaints or election fraud from the Trump campaign, Trump's lawyer, or key figures, and officials did not respond when asked repeatedly whether the office had received any verbal request. The investigators seem to be taking up issues raised by Cyber Ninjas, the Florida-based company that conducted the ballot review. And this is a quote, "They are going down the Cyber Ninja rabbit hole," Fontes said afterward. He added, "It's incredibly troubling that a prosecutor would send two agents out to try to bolster the, quote, big lie," a reference to Trump's unfounded assertions that widespread fraud led to his loss against Democratic Joe Biden. So, guys, we ripped Brnovich a new one with his stupid nunchuck video because we're like, dude, what are you doing, man? You're on top of a roof somewhere in Arizona doing nunchucks, man. Come on. Start arresting some people. We all know what happened here. So he is doing an investigation. Is it going to lead anywhere? I don't know, but he is carrying it out. He is doing it. And Fontes is pissed off about it. Again, talking about the big lie. The big lie. DK Anon 68 with 100 gold pills. Isn't difficult to sleep when you're awake. Thank you, woke fam. Thanks for always watching, DK. And I know you've been following me for a long time. This is what it's happening. They're investigating it. We're going to see what happens. And the other thing that I wanted to get to real quick, this is just a quick side note from Politico. Call logs, speech drafts, among records Trump is trying to block from January 6th investigators. The former president's effort to suppress more than 750 pages of records is far broader than previously known, a new court filing reveals. Donald Trump is seeking to prevent January 6th investigators from accessing these diaries, drafts of election-related speeches, logs of his phone calls, handwritten notes, and files of top aides, according to National Archives. And the only reason why I want to bring that up, fam, is because I think this is going to be another whole bait and switch by Trump here. Because it's just going to be like with his taxes. They're going to go through his taxes and find nothing. This bullshit January 6th committee is going to be like, "We need this now. This is a Fourth Reich leader. We need to find out right now who this is." And they're going to open it up and be like, "Oh, there's really nothing here." Telling you, going to be another bait and switch. It's nuts. Well, fam, what I want to show you here as we get to our leftovers right now. Thank you all so much for hanging out with me, by the way. It's been an absolute fantastic show. You guys have been showing me the love all day. Thank you guys for the lemons over on DLive. Rumble Rants over there. Thank you so much. You guys rock. What else we got over here? There's 400 people watching. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. We have 1,500 viewers right now across platforms. That's amazing, guys. And Foxhole, you guys are leading the pack. Thank you guys so much for the lemons. I appreciate it. Really appreciate that. What's weird, fam, what I'm seeing is all these people that we haven't heard from in a long time. Like we were talking about with Durham. With Peter Strzok coming out and putting his 2 cents into... his 2 cents... into what happened with Russiagate, the Alpha Bank, the FISA warrants. It's weird. Christopher Steele coming out, doing a documentary. Weird. And now we got Huma Abedin you know, Huma Abedin, the best friend of the Clintons, also married to that sick pedophile, Anthony Weiner. She comes out and she wants to get open about what happened with her and Anthony. Check this out here.
Just two severely broken, traumatized people. I couldn't see that he was completely disintegrating, and we just went into our corners. So I want you to explain that, because I do think that context is important, because you're a busy working mom, because people will ask, and you, because you've just said that you crossed a threshold.
Yeah.
But you stayed with him. Why?
I think in part it was a financial decision. In part it was, you know, we moved into a duplex and Anthony took one floor and I took another. And we were very concerned about our son and having a stable routine for him.
All these people are coming out and defending past actions that have been highly questionable. And as well, from the New York Post, Huma Abedin says she hasn't ruled out running for office. Why would she be running for office? To protect herself from investigations? To make it look like if she is being investigated for anything? Oh, they just don't want me to run! It's weird. It's really weird, fam. And what I want to show you now is a take from... Filter Dog One, thanks for the can. Huma loves tacos. Maybe that's why I don't like her. This is a take from Candace Owens, guys. We talked about this too, about the internet being shut down, power grids going down. Think about what we talked about in the beginning of the news blitz. Ghislaine Maxwell, no plea deal. Victims can remain anonymous during their testimonies. Who are they going to expose? We got Durham out here, the boogeyman, and he's making some big moves. We got Trump media coming. We got a new social media platform coming. We got these elections coming out. All this information will be coming out. There was ever a time, I believe, to have the internet be taken out. It'd be right around now. But listen to what Candace Owens had to say about this.
Is what would you do if they brought the power grid down? And by they, I mean if the government purposefully brought the power grid down. And I'm not asking that question for fun. I'm asking that question because the World Economic Forum is predicting that a cyber pandemic, you can look this up, been running exercises about it this year, is inevitable. You're probably saying, what is a cyber pandemic? Doesn't make any sense. Like, you know, what are we even talking about? Well, first and foremost, the reason I'm even paying attention to the World Economic Forum and their exercises is because they notoriously, in 2019, ran an exercise for a coronavirus pandemic that oddly all became true. I mean, without one slight difference, they said that the coronavirus was going to escape from a wet market in South America. Of course, when the coronavirus swept the world in 2020, they said that it escaped from a wet market in China. You can still look that up, by the way. That's not a conspiracy theory. They simulated that coronavirus pandemic. It was the World Economic Forum in collaboration with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, in collaboration with Johns Hopkins University. And the website is still up, and they say, you know, the coronavirus pandemic is inevitable. And then, boom, it happened the very next year. So people say it's a conspiracy theory to believe that they knew that the coronavirus pandemic was going to happen. You don't have to believe it was a conspiracy theory, or you can believe it wasn't a conspiracy theory. It's up to you. I don't really care. The point is that they made the prediction, they called it inevitable, and then it happened immediately. So for me personally, that signals to me that I should probably pay attention the next time the World Economic Forum makes a prediction and calls it inevitable. And lo and behold, they are predicting that a coronavirus pandemic, a cyber pandemic, pardon, is going to happen, and that it is once again inevitable. So if you look into the exercise that they have run this year, I believe they run it in July. They've been meeting and talking about the cyber pandemic, what it would look like. Essentially, their idea is that they're going to have to sanitize the internet because a bug, think of it as like a coronavirus for your computer, is going to sweep globally, and the only way they're going to be able to stop this bug from infecting everything is to effectively shut down the internet, right? And they were talking about bringing down the power grid in an effort to do this. So imagine the government bringing down the power grid, and you would not have access to anything that required an electrical charge.
Fam, just keep in the back of your minds. I don't want you to go crazy about this. You know, we've been stocking up on food and supplies here every week. It's a little here, a little there. And because I don't know what's going to happen. The thing is, these people did predict. They're running all these tests for COVID. Why wouldn't they just make up some bullshit that, hey, all the computers and phones and the internet, it's all got this gigantic bug. We have to nuke it and start all over again. And nobody has internet. Just saying. Keep it in the back of your head. And make sure you are you're prepared. And the other thing I want to show you here is this cuck bag. Colin Kaepernick. I remember supporting this chode when I was still living in lefty woke land. And the reason why... Because I thought he had some good points, but my God, I was lost. Colin Kaepernick came out with some documentary, and somebody got to this dude to where he is completely lost and brainwashed. Look at the garbage. This is just a 1 minute clip of this. Check this out.
Over the years, there have been some very popular TV shows starring black people. These shows share archetypal black characters, including social outcasts who assimilate or conform. Like Carlton Banks, Steve
Urkel. Wow, you guys have got some real A-list people here.
White people love these dudes. Everything from the way they dress, the way they talk.
You're our man.
Even the way they dance. It's also non-threatening.
James Spurlock, we call him Twofer because with him you get a two for one. He's a black guy and a Harvard guy.
These characters have come to be known by the term acceptable Negro. The acceptable Negro is a black character who inhabits white characteristics, who makes white people feel comfortable. The acceptable Negro is a white man's creation. Thing is, white people don't get to decide who's acceptable to us. Over the years, there have been...
That dude's lost. Absolutely lost. Can one of the mods drop my Cash App link into the Foxhole chat? SA2029, your Cash App is not working, I think. It's not my Cash App. It's the misses. For any of the Cash Apps, you guys, send it over to that link. That one's still fine. You can try that. I know my mod's got the link. If one of you guys could drop the Cash App link in the Foxhole chat, that would be great. Appreciate that. And Country Girl 007 the Cam, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. So guys, if you guys want to hang out with me later tonight, we can watch part two of Tucker Carlson's Patriot Purge. Patriot Purge. Thank you, Ramona, for dropping that. I appreciate that. It's just so funny hearing black athletes that get paid millions of dollars living the life being, and they're out here telling people that they're just, you know, they're oppressed. Crazy. Absolutely nuts. Sick. Either way, Mike Montana with a cookie. At least Branovich isn't playing with his little dong. Oops, I mean nunchucks. A cautious observer with a cookie. Please don't take the internet down until after, quite frankly. Thank you. And Angel. I always want to say angle. I'm pretty sure you mean Angel, right? Thank you so much for the cookie. I appreciate that. These people are lost, guys. They're absolutely lost. And there was a clip going around Blade Runner that I saw someone post on Telegram talking about that 10 Days of Darkness. And I'm not getting into the 10 Days of Darkness. People have been trying to guess when that's going to happen since I started getting into all this stuff with Q and all that stuff. People were trying to predict, this the 10 Days of Darkness coming? I'm not... All I want to say is, usually there's some kind of truth in a lot of these Hollywood movies. I'm going to play this here. Hold on a second. I think it's at 2:30. Yes. Check this out.
Everyone remembers where they were at the blackout. You?
That was a little before my time.
I was home with my folks. Then 10 days of darkness. Every machine stopped cold. When the lights came back, we were wiped clean. Photos, files, every bit of data, gone. Bank records too. Didn't mind that. It's funny it's only paper that lasted. I mean, we had everything on drives. Everything. My mom still cries over the lost baby pictures.
Well, it's a shame. You must have been adorable.
It's creepy stuff. Creepy stuff. And the audio was a little bit low there. I don't know why, but it's creepy stuff, guys. Just be prepared. Don't let it overtake your mind. And the other thing I want to show you, a shout out to Bree for this one. This is weird. So Kanye West, Justin Bieber, and Marilyn Manson had some kind of like church event or something. This must have been on Halloween. But you had Marilyn Manson, Justin Bieber, and Kanye West doing some weird culty shit. I want you guys to look at this. This is weird. They're in these white robes, these gray like boots. Check this out.
Sunday service by Kanye West is trending right now after Kanye decided to invite some of his friends like Justin Bieber, Marilyn Manson, and Roddy Ricch. We have found some of the scariest moments at Sunday service which will definitely blow your mind. First, the way Justin Bieber sat down at the praying ground and started grabbing Marilyn's feet. We don't know why, but it looks so
You guys see this? There's Justin Bieber, there's Marilyn Manson, and Kanye sitting there.
So scary. Secondly is when Sunday Service Choir was performing Moon by Kanye West. Kanye couldn't control himself and started crying while touching Marilyn's shoulder, and Marilyn was trying to calm him down, like seriously. ! Thirdly is when they entered and left at the church with their faces down. They all looked very sad except Kanye West. We really don't understand why. Lastly is Marilyn Manson looked so scary. He couldn't even shake his body at the entire event. All the time he was standing like a robot. And that's some of scariest moments we have found at the Sunday service by Kanye West. Thank you and see you next time.
What is this? I don't even know. I don't even know, guys. It is weird. It is weird. I just, that don't look like normal church to me. And who the hell are they praying to? It's just strange, guys. Because I remember, you know, Trump and Kanye were, you know, I don't know if they were tight, but, you know, Kanye, I remember when I was still getting into all this stuff, that Kanye West and you know, going to the White House, they were buddies. It's just, I'm not saying anything. All I'm saying is people tend to forget that stuff. It's weird. And Marilyn Manson, I don't see Marilyn Manson as the Jesus type, putting it lightly. Whew. It's just some creepy shit, ladies and gentlemen. I don't understand it. And why are they shaking? Like, I grew up in church my entire life. I, you know, the Holy Spirit, people shaking and crying and speaking in tongues. I grew up around that. You know, it bothered me when I was a little child, but you grow up, you're around it all the time. You get used to it. People shake, they fall on the floor, they fall backwards, they get healed. I've seen it all. Just saying, that don't look like church. I don't know what they're corralling around, because you can't see it. Some altar? I don't know, man. Kanye was a plant, in my opinion. Very well could be. I've never thought Kanye was mentally stable. Seeing some of the shit he pulled, like some of his concerts and stuff. Spirit Ann says, so Manson openly worships Satan. He says so. So what the F is this bullshit? Yeah, man. Him and Justin Bieber. So it's Angle. Thank you, my friend Angle. And Fruit Bat, thank you so much for the cookie. I appreciate that. I don't know what they're worshiping, guys, but I can't tell you. It's probably nothing good. These celebrity worship events. Ugh. Ugh. Just making sure, guys, I haven't missed anything on this end. I think we're okay. Cool. Thank you, guys. You guys rock. We're going to end the show. So, guys, look for another topic out here on Foxhole. I might do the episode right after Frank's show is over. So 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 o'clock Central, we'll do a little watch party, and we'll watch the second episode of the Patriot Purge. We'll hang out. And we'll just hang out, have a good time, and hopefully the polls are closed now in Virginia. So maybe we'll have some news about that too. Ooh, perfect timing. Let's get to the go pill, shall we? Go to DLive. Let me give you guys your lemons. There goes your lemons. Yeah, I was like, did Marilyn Manson have a come to Jesus moment and no one knows about it? I'm just like looking at Marilyn Manson. He's got that white face. He's got that mask over his... Ugh. Ugh. Sick people. I don't know. 3, 2, 1, release the scratching. Get your gold pills, ladies and gentlemen. Way to remove the Prism logo. Yeah, I can look into that. Probably a setting I just have to save. But if they try to charge me money for having the Prism logo up, I'm gonna leave it on. It comes up. It doesn't really bother me so much. There you go. All those gold pill winners. Fantastic. All right, I think we're good. Beautiful. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to head on out of here. I'll see you guys in a couple of hours, hopefully. And I'll put out the topic for the watch party. In a couple of hours, we'll watch it. And if we got any news on the elections, we'll definitely talk about that too. And if you guys can't hang out tonight, that's fine. I know people got to work. They got kids. It's all good. Find me tomorrow. It's only, tomorrow's hump day. 5:30 p.m. Eastern time, as it always is. Thank you all so much for hanging on Rumble, on Twitch, on DLive. Follow me on, of course, on Telegram, Gab, all those places. And I love you guys over on Foxhole. I'll see you guys in a couple hours. Until then, stay strong and stay woke. Good night, everybody.